Chapter 45. 99% of every creation is complete before you see any evidence of it. You're now aware that you are the attractor or creator of your own experience, and we want you to realize that only you are the attractor or creator of your experience. We believe that you now understand, more clearly than ever before, how it is that you create, for you now realize that you're continually broadcasting a vibrational signal, which is your point of attraction. It's our desire that you're also now aware of your emotional guidance system, which indicates the vibrational relationship between your focused thought in this moment and the vibration of your desire. You can literally feel when you're moving toward or away from something wanted, and you can also feel when you're moving toward or away from something unwanted. We are pleased that you now understand, or at least are beginning to understand, that you can make every journey from where you are to where you desire to be quantifiable. Your journey to success on literally every subject of your desire need never again be confusing or confounding, for clear emotional signals are there to guide you in the direction of anything and everything you desire. Your day, every day, is comprised of stimulating, interesting, thought-provoking moments that cause you, whether you know you're doing it or not, to emit vibrational signals that are projected into your future, and they are responsible for everything that happens to you. Every circumstance, every event, and every meeting of every person, everything that you live, is because of what you've been thinking about, wondering about, pondering, remembering, observing, considering, and imagining. You are literally thinking your life into being. We are extremely pleased that you now understand the importance of your conscious awareness of your emotions, for they help you to understand, as you're remembering, pondering, observing, or imagining, whether you are preparing your future with something you will enjoy when it manifests or something you will not enjoy. And since 99% of every creation is complete before you see any physical evidence of it, it is extremely valuable to understand what your emotions are telling you about the direction of your thoughts right now. By utilizing your emotional guidance system, you're able to direct your thoughts in the direction of pleasing things before they manifest. But if you wait until a manifestation has occurred before you begin to redirect your thoughts, it is a much more difficult process for you, because once some unwanted thing has manifested, it's now much harder to focus upon what you desire. When you accept that you are, right now, in the process of creating things that will manifest into your experience, and you are deliberately guiding your thoughts to good-feeling ideas, your future manifested experience will be filled with things that will delight you as they unfold into your experience. This book has been written to assist you in your conscious awareness of the unseen things, for now anyway, that you are in the process of creating. We do not believe that you would deliberately choose to bring cancer, a car accident, a financial disaster, or a divorce into your experience. But because so much thought about those things is often offered without your conscious awareness that you're doing it, you are often surprised when an unwanted thing occurs. It sometimes seems to have come out of nowhere, but it did not come out of nowhere, and it did not come instantly. It came finally after many, many thoughts that matched it radiated from you. But now, after hearing this book, you will no longer be surprised when things, good or bad, manifest, for you will never again focus a thought and feel the corresponding emotion that indicates whether you're moving toward or away from something you want without knowing it. The vibrational relationship between your now and your future creation is now known by you. The end of the emotional guidance scale that feels like passion, joy, appreciation, and love feels the way it does because of your perception of your own personal empowerment and freedom. The other end of the emotional guidance scale, that feels like depression and fear, feels the way it does because of your own personal perception of disempowerment and bondage. But now, disempowerment need never be your experience again, for you know too much at this point. You now understand that the only thing that could ever prevent you from the joyous abundance of all good things you desire is your own vibrational offering that takes you in the opposite direction from those things. You now understand that your glorious emotions are helping you establish your route or course on all subjects, and that by following the trail of increasingly good-feeling emotions, you'll project vibrational rockets into your future, which will yield a steady stream of lovely creations. Now, when you feel frustration mounting or impatience or anger surfacing, you can stop in a moment of true realization and ponder, just what am I projecting into my vibrational escrow? Should I take a moment now and redirect my thoughts and change the course of my probable manifestation? Or should I just let my thoughts run away with me, supported by law of attraction, and just live the consequences of my unmanaged, undirected thoughts? And although you can turn anything around at any time, even after manifestation, it is our encouragement that you turn it around while it's being vibrationally formed, for it's ever so much easier then. But even more important, we want you to consider the millions and millions of moments of your real life experience that could be feeling good now, feeling good now, feeling good now. Yes, of course the manifestation will come. It certainly will come, good or bad, wanted or unwanted. It is coming. But your life is now. Your emotions are now. The way you feel is now. Direct your thoughts to improve your now moment, and the manifestations will take care of themselves. We very much enjoy seeing your lives unfold from our non-physical vantage point. If you could see your future as we see it, you would realize there are things wanted and unwanted that are, in this very moment, taking shape and form right outside your door. And today, tomorrow, and the next day, you're going to add one more thought, one more focused vibration to what's already there, which will cause the tipping point or manifestation point for you. So it's really worth tuning into your glorious emotional guidance system to be aware of what you're on the brink of manifesting. You come forth into this body, focused in this leading-edge time-space reality, because you adore creation. There is nothing in all of the universe that's more satisfying to you than to mold the energy that creates worlds with the power of your own focused mind. You did not come forth to fix a broken world, for your world is not broken. You did not come forth to help others see the error of their ways and redirect them. You did not come forth to gain the approval of another through some specific course of action. You came forth into this magnificent contrast for the thrill of feeling your own personal preferences being born. You came forth understanding that you would then be able to feel the vibrational relationship between your new desire and your current perspective, and you looked forward to the process of balancing the energy of those two vibrational vantage points. You came forth for the joy of giving birth to the new desire and for the thrill of the balancing of energy process. And yes, you look forward to the manifestation of your creations, but your true emphasis has always been upon the 99% of the creation that happens prior to the manifestation. The thrill of the manifestation, no matter what the creation, is but a brief thrill that quickly becomes the platform from which you launch your next and your next and your next creation. But your life, from your physical vantage point or from your non-physical vantage point, is really about the 99% of creation that happens before manifestation. Today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I am doing it with, nothing is more important than that I feel good. Today, I will look for that which I'm wanting to see. I am the creator of my own reality. Right now, I will reach for the best feeling thought that I have access to. Thought by thought and feeling by feeling, I will focus the vibrations of my mind into alignment. I will feel for the true vibrational essence of my being, and I will guide my every thought into vibrational alignment, for that is the true meaning of a balancing of energy.